And we are back with BRX Pro Tips. Stone Payton, Lee Cantor here with you. Lee, in much of our promotional material and many of our conversations, we specifically say dominate your local market. That's kind of what we lead with as we're trying to communicate with prospective Business Radio X studio partners. Let's drill down a little bit and talk about why and how you really can dominate your local market by becoming a Business Radio X studio partner.
Well, for some businesses, kind of dominating your local market is critical. Or, you know, if there's 10 or 20 vendors of the same type of service, it's going to be difficult for you to get the market share you desire if you're, you know, number 20 on the list.
Look, if you're selling insurance and you're at that Chamber of Commerce meeting, you're at that networking meeting, you're selling insurance, you're a financial advisor, you're a printer, man, it is competitive out there, and there's, you know, six other people at the same meeting in your industry trying to have that same conversation.
And you don't want to ever kind of compete on price. So you want to be able to differentiate yourself in terms of value. And what better value to bring to the table than being the operator of a Business Radio X studio in that local market? By being the media, by being the business media in that local market, and being the one that gets to pick and choose who gets to come on shows and tell their story, puts you in a totally different position in the mind of your prospects and the business community as a whole. I mean, in a short period of time, you're going to become the belle of the ball in terms of being the mega connector. You're going to know people in all different parts of the business community that you never ever ran into in your normal life, because they're going to want to come on the show and talk about their business. And then as you start getting more and more clients around it, then you're going to go deep into the verticals that they serve. And then you can connect people around that as well. So becoming the de facto business media outlet in your market totally separates you from all your competitors. For me, if I was a challenger brand in any local market, this being a Business Radio X studio partner is a must-have, not a nice-to-have.
Well, I agree, but you don't have to take our word for it, right? And we tell people this when we're having this conversation with them. The next time you go to one of these things and there's six other financial planners there, there's nine other people who are selling insurance, you tell them that you're thinking about opening up a Business Radio X studio, and in that you're going to be spotlighting local business people and sharing stories about the great work that they're out there doing for their community and for their profession, and ask them if they know any business people in the local market who have a compelling story to share. See what kind of responses you get. See the kind of reaction that you get, and see the delta in those exchanges and your typical networking environment.
Right. There's plenty of people that give lip service to being a good corporate citizen. If you're running a Business Radio X studio in your local market and telling the stories of business in your local market, you're demonstrating that you're a good corporate citizen. You're walking the walk. You're not just talking the talk.